The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
I, Betty, do not meet the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Household Goods and Services Technical Bulletin 117-2013. Care should be exercised around me with open flame or burning cigarettes. I may contain chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer, baldness, erectile dysfunction, constipation, and or diarrhea, lightheadedness, problems sleeping, problems urinating, problems seeing, problems hearing. Oh hell, I am just going to give you a lot of problems. Now time for the show.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Well, looky here. We are live.
We are live, aren't we? Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. Joe here, and I'm live in Studio B in the friendly confines of Chicagoland.
There you go.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 226 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, June 21st, 2021. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. Go visit them at www.chiampa.org or visit them on facebook.com/Shyampa Radio. The Joe and Anthony Show can be found and listened to on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Go to the menu, click Programming, then clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit us on the web. However you listen, we appreciate your listenership. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Wow, Betty, you talk too much sometimes.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was kind of sitting here going, I'm like, Jesus, is she ever going to shut up? She just keeps talking.
You got it, Anthony.
Hey,
you
exactly. Got it, Anthony. Betty, go take you a break, it, Betty. Anthony. Go take a break, Betty. Go get some coffee. Go get some coffee somewhere. Go find the Roboto Shop coffee stand somewhere. I'm sure if you go down Florida Avenue, you'll find it. So we're still getting rain in Florida. So, which is
isn't
a good
that what
thing.
You wanted?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's good. It's, my lawn is growing like a weed now. It no longer looks like straw or crunchy like straw. So that's fun.
But now it looks like a tropical jungle.
Now it looks like a bit of a tropical jungle, but that's fine. I'll take that because now I know with the 4th of July coming up and all these crazy people with their fireworks here, my lawn isn't going to be set ablaze on 4th of July.
You don't like that landscape feature?
No, I don't really feel like a burning front yard is in my best interest right now. And I don't know what my homeowners would do if I had to make that claim. I don't even know how I make that claim. My front lawn burnt up.
Having a thermostat knob at the front door, and you can just adjust how flamey you want your lawn.
My lawn is the fiery pits of hell. I started a new job today. That's been exciting.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I know. I'm really happy. We'll see. I mean, so far I like it. So far I like the people. So it doesn't seem to be bad in any way. You know, I'm doing a lot of what I did, some more of what I didn't do, which is good. So I'm kind of straddling the fence there on some things, which is nice. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, my first day went well, and I put in an 8-hour, and we're done. And speaking of making money is spending money. I think we're going to be getting some new windows here at the Tampa studio within the next month or so, hopefully sooner than later.
Are we having leakage issues?
I've had leakage issues. The windows in the studio are about as old as I am. They're original with the building, so they like have like no they're single pane. They don't seal well. Most of them won't even open or stay open. It's just horrible. And with the Florida sun during the summertime, you can like go in front of one of these windows in the afternoon and you just feel the heat just pouring in from the window. And I'm sure that's obviously killing my energy bill and probably it's overworking my air conditioner. So,
you know, I noticed, cause while I was there, I did bump the temperature down a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I would have to say it stayed pretty comfortable for a good long time.
It does. The system I have is very good for removing the humidity. It does make it colder when it removes the humidity. But we have a lot of dust in the house. That's a big problem. We got a lot of dust in the house. And you can. There are times, especially when it's really, really hot out. Because you weren't here during like fucking. You know, you've been here in the heat, but you've not fucked with the windows. But yeah, in the middle of the summer, it's just like a freaking oven. You can like fry an egg on the damn thing. So
yeah.
So new windows in the studio at some time. So we'll see what happens. We may have a delay in a show if there's any construction work going on.
Okay.
If there's men's around doing construction work, but we'll take that as we come along. So, what about you, Joe? What you got for a TP segment?
Well, for the first day of summer, it's a beautiful day in Chicagoland after last night, which we had some pretty bad storms.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
A tornado.
What suburb got the tornado?
It's a southern suburb, Willowbrook.
Willowbrook, no, okay. We saw it on the news this afternoon. And they said, a Chicago suburb. And I'm like, well, there's like 52 suburbs to the city of Chicago. Maybe more than that.
Naperville.
Okay, yeah.
Woodridge.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't even say if it was a southern suburb, a western, or northern, or north. They were just like a suburb of Chicago.
10,000 feet into the air.
Wow. Yes. Wow. That's quite severe.
Hundreds of structures damaged.
Yeah, we saw that on the news. It looked pretty scary.
They're saying it was an EF3 with winds in excess of 136 miles per hour. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, welcome, Stitches. He's listening live. He's a recent listener and first-time chatter ever. As a matter of fact, folks, join us in the chat room over at shiampa.org. That's
nice.
C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. But yeah, so unfortunately, my purchase of the 36 wine bottle wine rack was declined.
Oh no! What happened? Did we run out of 1As?
Well, no. I didn't have exactly the full amount of credit available for this purchase, but it was supposed to be an installment plan.
I see.
So, but apparently they don't work it that way. They don't work it. Whereas, you know, they just authorize each month. $19 or whatever it was going to be.
They just said, fuck it.
Yep.
We're going to charge you the whole goddamn thing.
Yes.
Well, that's a shame. And then we're going to, we'll start a charity or something. We'll start like a fundraise charity for Joe's 36 bottle wine rack. Fundraiser starts today.
I found out that my mother is moving to Villages of Florida.
Oh my God, she's moving to the crazy lands. Those are the crazy lands. A lot of our news stories come out of the Villages. A lot of our stories come from the Villages.
So, anyways, moving on. Have any voicemails?
Let me look. Nope, no voicemails on the client.
Well, like I said, our chat room is open for you. Go to chiampa.org. And our phone lines are ready, too. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. But now, we've got Anthony's Weed Corner.
Weed Corner. All right. Our first story comes from High Times by A.J. Harrington. Thank you, A.J. Harrington. In the true fashion of Florida government, of what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander, the Florida Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a proposed initiative to legalize the recreational use of marijuana for adults is misleading and cannot appear on next year's ballot. After the campaign collected enough signatures, the Florida Attorney General asked the state Supreme Court in September 2019 to determine if the ballot measure's language was legal. The court heard oral arguments in the case in February of 2020, but did not issue a ruling until more than 2 years later. The decision marks the second time in 3 months that Florida's highest court has struck down proposed ballot measures to legalize cannabis in the state. The proposed amendment, titled Regulate Marijuana in a Manner Similar to Alcohol to Establish Age, Licensing, and Other Restrictions, end quote, states that it would legalize cannabis for limited use and growing by persons 21 years of age or older. The court ruled that the summary language could cause a voter to erroneously assume that the initiative limits the amount of cannabis an individual can consume. However, no such language appears in the initiative. Sensible Florida will prepare a new draft of the initiative and still has hope that they can qualify the measure for the 2022 ballot.
Gosh, we never misinform voters, do we? Ever.
Never. Oh, my God. No, there have been so many bills that were misinformed that just passed through with flying I'm like, really? All right, our next one comes from High Times again. This is from Thomas Edward. In 2016, California voters approved Proposition 64, which legalized recreational pot use for adults 21 and older. But 5 years later, a report found that the illicit market in California was 3 times larger than the regulated one. In an aim to prop up the state's still struggling legal cannabis industry, lawmakers in California on Monday approved a new $100 million funding package for marijuana businesses in order to stay ahead of the black and gray markets. The $100 million grant money that was approved by the California lawmakers on Monday will go to local agencies with the most provisional licenses for growing, manufacturing, distribution, testing, and retail operations. That's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, well, it's time for our Word of the Show, folks. Are you ready, Anthony?
I'm ready.
And today's word is inveigle, or inveigle, inveigle.
Was it inveigle or inveigle?
Well...
You should have the pronunciation if you have the word of the day.
Yes, teacher.
All right.
Inveigle.
Inveigle. Inveigle. Inveigle. Wiggle your inveigle.
When you're in
wiggle your inveigle.
And inveigle means to persuade someone to do something by means of deception or flattery. Like, aw, look how Roger has inveigled his way into Betty. Anyways, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
Okay, Roger, Anthony Show.
You've been tugging at me all this time. Let's hear what you got to say. Let's go.
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger.
No shit.
Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and gongs for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is June 21st, 2021, and it is oh boy, it's National Day of the Gong, Go Skateboarding Day, National Daylight Appreciation Day, National Selfie Day, National Arizona Day, and what you've really been waiting for, woohoo, it's National Peaches and Cream Day. Wow, well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that hopefully will dispense peaches and cream in festive bowls as often as I want, forever and ever. Amen. Anyway, Anthony, let that spinning wheel roll. I think, no, woohoo, yes.
All right, you're going to spin that wheel? All right,
yeah,
give that wheel a spin. All right, go ahead, spin the wheel. Go ahead.
If this wheel doesn't have a whole lot of...
All right, no, wait. Try it again.
Let's try this.
Zoom. Yeah, try it again. Wow. Try the other one. Try right. Doing it that way. Try it.
Wow, there's sparks come out of the back.
No, that's no. Try it again. Wow, that wheel is all messed up. Where did we get this wheel from?
This was a Champaign Urbana.
I see. Yes. Oh, well. Right.
Look, it's a wheel.
It's a wheel. All right, give it a. Oh, there we go. There we go. We finally got it going. Maybe we change the batteries on it or something.
Oh, this is a fucking wheel.
There we go. I'm a little slow on the uptake tonight, folks. All right. Tonight's not so random story comes from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and well, just tells us about some crazy people that are still out there that just can't let go. Let go. Let go. A Florida man has been arrested for doing burnouts on a pride flag crosswalk as part of a celebration of Donald Trump's birthday on June 14th. The crosswalks cost about $16,000 to install and were unveiled on Saturday, June 12th. But 2 days later, Alexander allegedly vandalized them by doing burnouts with his pickup truck, which was carrying an All Aboard the Trump Train flag on his truck during a birthday rally for the former president. Witnesses say they saw him damage the new crosswalks and turned over cell phone video to police, which shows what looks like an intentional vandalism as other cars honk their horns. Alexander turned himself into police in Delray Beach and gave a statement to police that said that he had planned his route during the rally to pass over the rainbow crosswalk and cause damage. Alexander faces charges of criminal mischief, over $1,000, reckless driving, and a hate crime felony enhancement. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go back to Betty, I mean, yes. I'm sure he's going to get sued by...
Oh, I'm sure the city is going to sue him for whatever damages as
well.
So
it's going to cost him a lot more than just $1,000.
Well, no, that's he faces charges of criminal mischief over $1,000. So it's,
right, but what I'm saying, in total, though...
In total, it's going to cost him an arm and a leg, especially if, depending on how much they have to, you know, freaking do... work with that crosswalk, because
right.
I mean I saw the pictures, it looked pretty, a little fucked up. So yeah, let's see what happens. I'll try to track the story and we'll see what happens with it, if the city actually gets them to pay or if anything really ever comes of it,
A lot of times you get these stories and you don't hear anything, and maybe for years, and all of a sudden out of the blue, what the hell is that?
Yeah, where's this? What, really? Like 6 years later, couldn't find out about this like last, when it happened a week ago? Anyway, so that's all.
Yeah.
That's all for your random news. Good. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here.
Oh, boy.
With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Yay, my digital diodes are happily fluttered for no good reason.
I see.
And why the fuck is my voice all fucked up?
Right,
Betty?
Joe,
you better fix this. Anyway.
That's better.
There you go.
Anyway, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and the Inept Supervillains podcast and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiamba Radio.
Yay, fine shows.
Be sure to visit chiamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from your very own Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Woo! Go Midway!
Right? And unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 70 degrees. The dew point is at 41, giving us zero heat index. The humidity is at 35%, so it's quite dry. Winds are howling out of the north at 18 miles an hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, gusty, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 78. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny, though, with a high near 82. And Fridays, there's Howers. Ooh, I wonder what Howers are. I've never heard of Howers. Did quite, your editing skills leave much to be desired, just like your accounting. My paycheck last week was wrong. You shouldn't get negative checks. Anyways, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And this weekend, maybe a little rain for us with highs near 78. And that's it for my weather. And now, Anthony, the news.
And now for the news.
So, Anthony, what's the craziest way you've ever tried to get back into your house?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I've actually rarely gotten locked out. But I think at one time I did have to jimmy one of the shitty old windows of the studio that are getting replaced soon to get into the house, which I think also made me realize I needed to replace the windows.
Wow. Well, okay. At least it's a window. Get this person. Firefighters in Nevada and from our friends at UPI conducted an unusual rescue when a teenager who found herself locked out of her home tried to climb down through a chimney.
Who the fuck goes...
All right. So they climbed up and went through the chimney and really? Became stuck.
Really? They tried to go down the chimney?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Henderson Fire Department said in a Facebook post that the 18-year-old found herself locked out of her single-story home and attempted to climb in through the chimney. The girl got stuck above the flue.
Because it was probably closed.
Mm-hmm. The firefighters used a rope system to pull the teenager to safety in a rescue that took about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The department said she was not injured. But, you know, psychologically, I think I would be fucked up. Being stuck in a small, confined space.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no, I couldn't do that shit. I would fucking... I would have already had a coronary by that point. I would have been like, fucking, you'd have to be giving me CPR through the damn chimney. Because yep. I'd be having a damn panic attack from hell. Either exactly. That or you got to throw down a lot of weed. You got to hotbox me in that chimney, bitches. That's. I'd be like, open the flue and light up a joint. Okay, next.
All right, well, I don't think I've really ever done too much of naked stories, but I found one.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, Nebraska man.
Oh, Nebraska
makes 60 naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours.
Ooh.
Naked.
Oh, wow.
From our friends at UPI, June 17th, a Nebraska man set a new world record by completing 60 skydiving jumps in 24 hours while dressed in nothing but his safety equipment.
Wow.
Rion of Omaha said he contacted Guinness World Records about setting the record for most naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours, and the group said he could create the new world category if he performed at least 25 jumps in the time period. Rion said it's an informal tradition for skydivers to perform their 100th jump in the nude, and he came up with the idea to set the naked skydiving world record as a fundraiser for a mental health charity after the recent death of a friend.
I see.
My friend that we lost to mental health issues was about that close to his 100th jump. Close enough that he talked about it all the time, and he didn't get to make it. So I am out here for him and a lot of other people that we lost. Rion ended his attempt with 60 completed naked jumps over Weeping Water, Nebraska. His attempt raised money for the Movember Foundation, a charity dedicated to men's mental health and suicide prevention. So, you know, he got a little fame, and he also helped out something worthwhile, and that's great.
Yeah.
And it's a naked story that I had.
There you go.
Fiddles McGinty. What a deal. Better than a leprechaun steel.
I think. So, I dug this out of the art department. What happened? So, again, from our friends at UPI, June 15th, a painting purchased for less than $5 at a Canadian thrift store is now up for auction after the artist was identified as music legend David Bowie. Auctioneer Cowley Abbott said the painting was purchased for $4.09 from a donation center for household goods in South River, Ontario, and was subsequently discovered to have been painted by Bowie in 1997. The auction house said the painting, titled D-Head XLVI, is part of a series the singer created between 1994 and 1997. The sitters ranged from band members, friends, and acquaintances, and there were also some self-portraits, a Cowley Abbott spokesman, Andrea McLaughlin, said. It has been suggested that for some of these important paintings, Bowie drew inspiration from the Ziggy Stardust era, with long hair and a pronounced profile. This energetic and enigmatic portrait is truly a rare representation from a celebrated artist. The painting is being sold as part of Cowley Abbott's International Art Online Auction and is expected to fetch a high bid of $9,000 to $12,000.
Wow.
That's just a lot. I don't even know what the percentage markup that is. That's just a lot.
From that, what is, that person that is. That's ridiculous. Paid. Wow.
And, you know, that's why when I find little ditties of artwork, I try to buy them and keep them if I can. Because you never know.
You never know. You never know, Joe.
You never know if that naked unicorn Smurf object you found at the flea market...
Naked unicorn Smurf object?
Smurf object.
I see. Okay, that sounds something different.
I'm trying to come up with show titles.
You're trying to come up with a show title. All right, well, that could be a good one. What was it again? The flea market?
Naked. The flea market. Flea market naked unicorn Smurf object.
Naked unicorn Smurf object from the flea market. How's that?
Sure.
All right, put that on. Put a pin in it.
I don't even have pins. But anyways, that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, we got two minutes and 45 seconds before break. So I guess we'll take an early break and we'll get a little more time. So let me find myself here. Hold on. Let me get back to the script. All right.
Get back to the cart control. Don't forget, you can always give us a call at 813-327-8566 and visit us in the chat room at shyampa.org.
Yes, we are in the chat room. All right, thanks, Joe. Do your thighs rub together? Do you believe in greener energy? If you do, then Dollar Miscellaneous has a product for you. Introducing Thunder Thighs, new friction-based thermal electrical underwear that will not only stop your thighs from chafing, but will also charge your iPhone. Simply lather up your thighs with electrolytic gel, put on our specially designed undergarment, plug your phone into the specially designed charger port located at the fly, and walk or run if you can, and your phone will magically charge while your thighs create electro-friction. I should have had a lightning bolt-like sound effect for that. Pick up your pair of Thunder Thighs! Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Do not get Thunder Thighs wet. May cause electrical burns on genitals if improperly worn. Discontinue use if uncontrollable bowel movement occurs. Not approved for use on airplanes. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, singing Stronger Together in Sydney. And in the news, an Indian High Court justice orders major pro-LGBTQ reforms. Queer detainees are finally out on bail in Uganda and Ghana. Australia's right-wing party of homophobes is pooping out. The U.S. Senate feels the pulse. San Antonio elects Texas' first black gay city council member. And Vice President Harris walks with pride in D.C. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll wiggle our inviggle in 4 minutes when we return.
Sounds like fun.
Doesn't it? It sounds exciting.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and
Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio.
Softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So hello, everybody. Halo. Halo shampoo. Halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner. Go,
go. I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins, what a meal.
It's really good. Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
When you've been hanging around the house drinking all day, living the Florida lifestyle, sometimes you're just too fucked up to go out and run some errands.
What is the Florida lifestyle, Anthony?
Hanging around the house being fucked up all day.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on Chiampa Radio.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Chiampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Well, you're welcome, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah. Damn robots. All right, before we continue, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 87 degrees Fahrenheit. We have a heat index of 96 degrees.
Ooh.
Yeah, the humidity is at 67%. The dew point is at 75 degrees. Visibility that's exactly why. It's fucking swimming pool outside. That's what it is. All right, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we will have a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms before 8 in the evening. Mostly cloudy with a low around 79. On Tuesday, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 92. on Tuesday night. A 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mainly before 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, again, a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly after 8 in the morning. So that's good. It'll be after the commute time. And Wednesday night will be a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 77. And the humidity will still be like up there. So like it will just be disgusting dew points and just nasty. That's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news.
All right, let me find the right window and get all this together. Hold on. All right, got that. Okay. All right, I think we're good to go. Our first Florida story of the night comes from WBNS News Channel 10 out of Columbus, Ohio, and tells us a story about how serious Florida man is about his cream cheese. An angry Florida man pulled a gun on a drive-thru worker because they forgot the cream cheese with his bagel. Police said that the man became angry at a Starbucks drive-thru when they messed up his order earlier in the week. He returned to the window screaming at the employee. She asked whether the man had paid for the cream cheese, at which point he became enraged and pulled out a gun. The employee at the other end of the gun just happened to be the daughter of the police chief.
Oh, boy.
The chief told CBS4 that the experience traumatized her 23-year-old daughter. The chief's daughter told police that the man did not point the gun at her, but that she feared that he would hurt her if she did not give him the damn cream cheese. Cream cheese. Fucking cream cheese. Eventually, the woman gave the man his cream cheese, and he drove away. According to an arrest report, he said he grabbed the gun and put it in the air because it was falling out of his pocket. But he denied that having the gun out was meant to threaten the woman. The suspect, if you did not think that, then you should not be carrying a gun because you do not realize
what a gun represents and how it represents regardless.
Exactly. What you brand as a weapon, you know, you change the dynamic of what the fuck you're doing. You change the whole dynamic of everybody around you that can see that gun. So you've just, don't give me that. If you did not realize, even if his story is true, which is possible, he got out of a fucking hoodie pocket or some bullshit and it was falling out, and he maybe even held it in the air. But at the end of the day, I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You don't do that shit. The suspect faces several charges, including aggravated assault with a firearm. He was being held on $10,000 bond. It is unclear if he has an attorney who can comment on the charges. So, this was true Florida man right here. I'm like, really? Come on, fucking dude, really? All right. Our next crazy Florida story. Oh, yeah, this is the one. By the way, there's some breaking news on this one. But we'll do the breaking news after the news story. So how's that sound? We'll do the news story, and then we'll do the breaking news. All right. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Tampa's WFLA News Channel 8 and tells us a tale of Florida-style double homicide trial.
Ooh.
Yep. Ronnie O'Neill is facing two counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder for crimes that happened in Riverview in March of 2018. He's accused of killing his 33-year-old girlfriend and 9-year-old daughter. Pretty bad. If you want to be sad, read up on the whole thing. There were details in the story about the crime that I just took out because it really is a terrible, terrible thing. O'Neill is facing the death penalty but is representing himself in court. He claims he acted in self-defense and dropped his attorneys when they said the, quote, stand your ground defense did not apply in his case. He began his day with a series of motions arguing that his rights to a speedy trial have been violated and that the state's attorney office violated rules of discovery that have not allowed him to adequately prepare for his defense. After opening statements from prosecutors wrapped up, O'Neill had a chance to address the jury. Acting as his own attorney, the court allowed him to make an opening statement about the evidence he believes will be presented during the trial. O'Neill angrily screamed at jurors during his opening statements. O'Neill told jurors that the entire case against him has been fabricated, and the 911 calls from his girlfriend, who was begging for her life, are not real. He also accused witnesses of changing their stories. O'Neill's trial is expected to last 2 weeks, but we got some breaking news.
Ooh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Yeah, I got new glasses. These things are awesome. I can actually read things again. So,
is that the breaking news?
No, that's not the breaking news, but that should have been breaking news earlier in the broadcast. So I had actually just gotten a notification on my phone, and I probably can't pull it up because I just missed it. But it appears that he was found guilty.
Guilty.
Yes. Yes. Ronnie O'Neill III is found guilty of murdering his girlfriend and daughter. So that just posted. So that's the breaking news. So his defense and acting as his attorney did not clearly work in his best interest. So, and after reading what happened, I'm not all that sad. All right. So that's the end of the breaking news. And do you have anything else to add to the breaking news, Joe?
No,
nothing else. Okay, fantastic. All right, we will end our breaking news, and then we will continue on.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So I found this new cream at the dollar store for my butthole. It works great.
Did it get rid of the bumps and the rash and everything?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
It looks like we're back. All right.
Oh shit.
So wow, how about that? So yeah, so that's
guilty.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. All right, let's move along now.
Dude. That's all I can say.
Yeah. This sometimes a naked Florida story just comes around and you're like, I definitely got to do this one. This is one of those jewels in a very messy sea of Florida news. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about some naked fun going on in a Vero Beach park.
Oh boy.
According to police, just after 9 a.m. on June 4th, officers responded to the Pocahontas Park at Vero Beach, Florida, in reference to a couple having sex at the park. When officers arrived, they found Sharon lying on her back and her jean shorts around her ankles, completely exposed, and Jermaine on top of her.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then you see the photo, right? There you go.
Yes.
Take another drink of that wine. You need it, Joe. Police asked the pair what they were doing, and Sharon told police that they were making out, while Jermaine was a bit more explicit in saying to the police that he was eating some pussy. All right. That's a lot, yeah. Police asked officers observed alcoholic beverages near the couple, including Four Loko Gold and Gulf Crest Vodka, which was nearly empty. Sharon told police that they were both drinking the Four Loko and vodka and that, quote, you only live once. YOLO! Yeah, that's ridiculous. Sharon and Jermaine were arrested for possession of an open container and booked in the Indian River County Jail on $500 bond. So they didn't even get the naughty bit exposure charges or anything. But they kind of actually just got out lucky with that one.
Yeah.
He was eating some pussy. Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
You know, I just want to say she doesn't have a very happy look on her face, though, so it must not have been all that hot.
Well, honey, she was just arrested for having sex in a public park. I'm sure she's probably a bit embarrassed in general. He doesn't seem to really give a shit. He's just kind of like, I'm here to eat some pussy. But anyway. All right, folks.
Well. You
Betty's
can thank the database
over.
That you're tuned into, Cheyampa Radio. Come join all this fun. We're always looking for unique content
more
and
beer.
People. Call Cheyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566 so you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots.
That's us.
Be sure to visit us at Cheyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat, 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 chat,
go,
chat,
chat, chat, chat. There you go. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to inveigly start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, no, no, no. Yes, 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 yes. Woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, you lovable idiots.
All right.
Thanks, Betty. You're such a lovely robot.
We got nine minutes and 30 seconds of open phone time.
Right, open phone time, open discussion time.
Yeah, I got to refill this pipe.
And, you know, I'll just get this over with. Hey, Anthony, we don't need a show title anymore, because if you remember, last week it was Kendall, you found your pants. This week it's Naked Unicorn Smurf Object at the Flea Market.
You didn't want I'm Eating Pussy? No. Or is that just too vulgar for you, Joe?
We don't need that as a show title.
I seem to have lost...
You have lost something.
...my vessel of goodness.
Oh, no.
I may have left it in the break room. Hold on.
You know, Joe, you I kind of want to dwell into media politics a little bit here. And in the way information is given out to people, and the way certain information is taken and accepted, and the way some ways it's not. And the pandemic is kind of a perfect example of this. And what I mean to say is, you know, at the beginning, scientists, CDC, organizations were saying, you know, this is a very dangerous thing, and you need to wear masks, you need to do this. And the information didn't come at us at a very good pace. It was jumbled. But at the end, you know, this was the guidance that they said would help contain the virus. And well, everybody balked at that.
It's like any type of scientific research. I mean, you a lot of times as you... at one time in porn, there's still some that do. But at one time and point, everyone thought the world was flat. And that
true.
The sun revolved around the earth. And
but
people
now what
took
I'm
that
trying
as
to
gospel,
say, though,
so, you know.
Is now the same organizations are saying everything is safe, everything is open, and people are taking that to say, woohoo, and jumping on the bandwagon. So in other words, they didn't want to follow the directions the first time. But now that they're being told everything is safe,
yeah.
It's like, fuck it. No more masks, no more nothing.
No more nothing. Oh, God, no. Yeah, I went grocery shopping this weekend, and ain't nobody wearing a mask.
Right. So, you know, it's good that the cases are low. Let's hope they stay that way, and let's hope that the virus or the vaccines are actually doing their job. And it seems like they are. Let's keep it that way.
Well, my husband got the vaccine last week, I believe.
Okay.
And he's fine, but yeah, he had like for a day and a half, he experienced some effects of it. Actually, at one point, he's like, it felt like I had it all over again. So, because he had it and I had it back in January, February. So, and I'm assuming the same will happen to me. So I need to make sure I have some time available or do it over a weekend. I was hoping for a holiday weekend on in a couple Mondays, but I don't get holidays off apparently anymore. They failed to tell me that in the interview.
So even if the holiday falls on a weekday,
If it's a weekend, it's a weekend. But if it's I think if it falls, maybe if it falls on a weekday, I'm not sure. But she said something about floating holidays, so I don't know. I guess I get PTO for it, but I don't get that day off. So yeah.
Yeah, I remember floating holidays because you know what? No, the floating holidays, yes.
Yeah.
Because the holiday happened to be on a weekend, you would get a day off at your own choosing.
Yeah, during the week
to represent that holiday.
Yeah,
It was kind of just added to it. It was added to your.
That's your PTO.
PTO, basically. Yeah. I remember those days.
So, like, if the holiday falls during the week, I don't know how that works out, but I'm assuming that's okay. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they did say they're like, well, it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a sales call center. So we'll see what happens.
Which, you know, they could be the sales call center for Butterball Turkey. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
They could switch gears.
That's fine. I'll deal with it if I have to take a floater. I may be working some holidays. It may suck, but I may be working some holidays. But
yeah,
that's life. something to work forward to getting out of, right? But I don't know. That may it just may apply because the holiday is on the weekend, or I don't know. So that might be the case as well. So we'll see what happens. Anyway,
so Anthony, have you ventured out to any movie theaters?
No, I have not.
Have you streamed any movies that have come out recently that have also appeared in theaters?
Surprisingly, no. I don't think I have.
Interesting. Yeah. I would have to say the same thing. I have not streamed anything new that's come out in a theater or gone to a theater. As a matter of fact, I don't think my behavior has changed much at all pre or post pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, we were both kind of hermits in general. I mean, yeah. I would go to the movies, but I'm not a fan of going to the movies. Mostly because, you know, I don't know. It's just not always a pleasant experience going to the movies because people are rude and they make noise and talk and their phones and all that during the fucking movies. And sometimes you just can't enjoy the movie. And I hate paying all that money to not enjoy a movie.
The last movie I remember going to was at one of those fancy theaters where they had the nice theater. Reclinable chairs, big overstuffed leather chairs. Okay, so I didn't even know what the newest movies are right now, and I'm
what are the newest movies, Joe?
Raya and the Last
Dragon.
It's
movie time. Wait, I gotta find movie time music. Hold on. We got a few minutes before the ugly light, so please hold. Please continue
holding
to hold.
Please.
Oh wow, the RSS fields folder is almost like out of room. I gotta click that out a little bit. That's fine. We'll deal with that at a later date. let me take a look. Compotech.com. All right. Movie. How about movie? Really? There are like nothing with the soundtrack movie in it? You've got to be kidding me.
You know, all of these movies sound obscure to me.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and give us some stuff, and I'll.
Some movie called All Light Everywhere, released June 6th, directed by Theo Anthony. It's a documentary.
Really?
Let's see. Number 9, Those Who Wish Me Dead, came out May 14th, starring Angelina Jolie, Nicholas Holt, Flynn Little, AIDS, and a whole bunch of other people.
I see.
Let's see. Raya and the Last Dragon, that came out in March. Aquila's Escape, that came out in June. Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie.
Yeah.
Sounds like an anime.
Ooh.
Together. Came out in April, yes.
Wow.
It's an amiable, successfully awkward surrogacy dramedy.
I see.
Whatever that means.
A dramedy. It's like a comedy that makes you cry.
Yeah.
Number
4, Censor, released on June 11th. It's a horror.
Ooh.
It's a horror movie. Woo. Ooh. We like horror movies. I might have to find that one. Let's see. Number 3, The Sparks Brothers. That's a documentary.
Okay.
Number 2, Undyne, released in June. And number 1, In the Heights, by director John M. Chu.
That I am familiar with because I've just seen a lot of commercials for it.
It's a musical.
It is a musical.
So there you have it. Those are the movies that are currently out, and I'm sure you can stream them at the same time somehow. I don't know. It's like, you know, you think about it now. You wear a mask, and all of these particles coming into your nose are kind of blocked, not maybe 100%, but you know, I've seen people standing in close quarters talking and spitting and spittle and aerosol sprays galore.
I know you notice that now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I notice it now too. Like, ooh, it gives a whole new meaning to say it. Don't spray it.
Exactly. But anyways, hey, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's in the chat room tonight for joining us on this interesting show.
It is an interesting show.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, the ugly lights are about ready to come on.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, that hour goes fast sometimes.
I know.
There's the ugly light.
Oh.
That's alright. We'll be back next Monday. We can't go on forever. If we go on forever, then we become boring and repetitive.
True.
So, the hour seems to work well. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and my microphone appears to be vibrating. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah, we hired the crazy People R Us installers to come out and install special vibra dampeners. They're going to work great at just $2 that I picked up from the $2 miscellaneous store.
There's a $2 miscellaneous store now?
Yes.
Not the $2 miscellaneous store. I thought that's what the dollar miscellaneous store was.
Anyways, you'll love it, Anthony, I promise. Anyway, glad you can all join us for the Joe and Anthony show. Either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Chimper Radio or one of the many places our show is carried.
You can make your commute home or commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
And you know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technic audio procedures? How do you do this, I ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to our station, Chiampa Radio. That's right, maybe it's in the den, or maybe it's in the kitchen, or maybe the bathroom to cover up those unsightly sounds. Whatever the case may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
So, I mean, if you have to have a noisemaker in the bathroom, Joe, maybe you need to see a doctor. I mean, maybe your noises are getting a little out of control. I mean, maybe there's a problem going on, you know? I mean, it's okay. I mean, we're getting to that age where sometimes you got to get your butt examined, you know?
Well, I'm a member of the Butthole Contortion Society.
I'm sure you are. Oh, my God.
Oh, anyways, I'm drinking a Pinot Noir tonight. It's a red wine.
Fantastic. Yeah. I am drinking a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy.
Ooh.
And smoking Black Widow. So it's been quite an exciting evening.
I'm smoking something new. I don't remember.
Something
what
new,
it is.
You don't remember what it is? It's something new, something green, it got you high, you're happy. All right. Yeah. So, you know, hey, it's again, thank you, everyone. We appreciate it when you support us. Tell your friends, tell your family, at least those you think that might like us. Not everyone likes us because, you know, I don't know why.
Sometimes we're not everyone's humor, and that's okay.
It's Dick White's fault.
Or someone's humor.
It's Dick White's fault. It's always Dick White's fault. Blame Dick White. It's always
Blame
Dick White's
Dick
fault.
White.
Yeah, no, exactly. He writes the script. I mean, that's his problem. So, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go screaming at the jurors as you murder at your murder trial because you lost your cream cheese while eating some pussy in the park at night with a case of Four Loko. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out. With a T for testicular.
Huh.
What happened to Benny? This
is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. N-C-O-M-P-E-T-E-C-H.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.